Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, it's your girl Latonya Moore here with Real Perspectives, and I am so excited, guys, about today's show. The title of our show today is called 50 and Fabulous, and we actually have with us Miss Inez Bracey. She's a coach, she's a speaker, she's an author, and she has helped women over 50 fall and stay in love with themselves so that they can live a life of pure joy and infinite passion. Who doesn't want to do that? She uses what she calls a toolbox of concrete hands-on tips with a generous sprinkling of metaphysics and a splash of spirituality. Inez has been there and knows the struggle that women go through to make a choice to experience life on a different level. She has guided many women to move with ease and grace, creating their lifestyle of choice, courage, and freedom. Again, guys, she is a coach, she's a speaker, she's an author, and she has dedicated herself to empowering women over 50 to reconnect with themselves. So she created something called Emerge, Inspire, Live, and she created it as a means to help women use what they've gone through in life to live their dream lifestyle right now. And so, guys, you know, it's always something with women, we especially as we age. And so Inez has a book. She's the author of Rejuvenate Your Life, 21 Days to Feel Like a Woman Again. And she's also the author of Simple Pleasure. So, Inez, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much. I'm so thrilled to be here, Latonya.
I'm so glad to have you here. And I know everybody is listening because they are ready to just get right to it. But I have to just really give you so many props, because I'm going to say that a lot of the conferences that I've been a part of, the group that is the most, I don't want to say down, but the most disconnected with their vitality is this over 50 group. I've had so many women say, you know, when I was younger, I wanted to go to college to do X. And I would always say to them, well, you know, college is still there. Why don't you go? And it would be like, what are you talking about? So thank you so much for leading the charge in this space to help women over 50 understand that your life really is not over. You can have a great and fabulous quality of life regardless of age. So I had to put that out there, and I don't care if the audience knows that I'm plugging this, guys. Listen, you really need to follow the things that Inez Bracey is doing, because she is doing some phenomenal work for our friends, our mothers, and for some of you listeners, even your grandmothers. So again, Inez, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here. And I know what you're talking about, because there many women have bought into what is known as the invisible group. And when you feel that you're invisible, then you don't matter. So what I do with women and my clients, I work with them on really understanding that I matter. I matter to me, and I matter to this world. So that's one of the things that I work with them. And I also work with them on being seen, being visible, getting back out there, seeing who they are.
And that is really phenomenal, because our Real Perspectives listeners know this, but quite recently, I founded a global community called She Matters, and it actually encompasses a lot of the things that you're talking about. The goal is building this intergenerational and also gender combined community of people that believe in the encouragement and the education and collaborating together to liberate women. So we are so all on the same page. Absolutely love it. Let me ask you, though, because I know that this is something the listeners are going to want to know. What made you say, you know what, I'm going to lead the charge and encourage other women in this area?
You know, I'm so glad you asked that, because let me give you a little bit of backstory on me. I have always worked in a helping profession as a scientist and as a teacher and as a social worker, drug abuse counselor, all of that. I always worked in a helping profession as a labor relations consultant, and that's how I came back to Florida. And I was working in this particular unit, and things just started going awry. You know, it's like, well, why didn't you do this? Or we don't do it like that here anymore and all of that. And I thought to myself, I don't have to take this. So I went on vacation, came back, and was off for 2 weeks, and then I sent in my resignation because I knew I could never go back into that building. But when I was on my – during that 2 weeks, I felt like I didn't matter, like I was invisible. I felt like all – and I knew I had been very, you know, successful. But even with all the successes that I had already achieved, now I felt like it was nothing, like it didn't count for me. And when I decided to quit my job, I looked at everything that I had done, and what I enjoyed most was working with people, and that's why – and I knew that in talking with others, I was not the only one in my age group who was feeling that way, because what we did was past history. Nobody wanted to hear about that. They want to know, what are you doing now? But in the space that I was in at the time and how I was feeling, I wasn't doing anything now. So that meant I didn't matter. I was invisible.
Wow. Wow. That is really a great story. And thank you so much for sharing that, because I'm sure that right now there is, I don't know how many people, especially women that are listening, that are probably right where you were at that moment. So, but okay, so what was it that made you go from what you just described to not just I matter, but I'm going to now encourage others and help them get to a place where they can realize that they matter?
Well, going from that space and looking at everything that I had done and all and who I am, when I came out of it, I said, okay, now if I feel this way, there must be others. And I started talking with women. I had already gotten certified as a coach, and I have, you know, all the other degrees and certificates. So I started meeting with people, just started talking to them. And the more I started talking with them, they started seeing me, and they would ask me, what are you doing? And it just changed the whole energy around it. And because that this was the first time that I had really been an entrepreneur, only an entrepreneur, most of the time I would start businesses but always had a job, so it didn't matter. But once I started my business, I discovered that I wanted to learn how to do it and be in business. So I started taking classes and going to conferences and workshops, and I'll always remember the one that I went to with Allie Brown out in California. And it was a bunch of coaches and writers and authors and all that. And so I met this coach there, and I hired her. That's another thing. I knew if I were to be successful, I would require someone to help me to be successful. So I hired a coach, and that was one of the best decisions I made early on in my business. And she worked with me in getting me to see what I'm doing and how to do it and how to connect with people, how to get them to understand it's okay to be where you are, but you're not required to stay there. So if your desire is to live your dream life, and I can tell you right now, LaTanya, all of us have a dream. And some of us have a dream, and we've had it for so long and put it on the back burner for so long, we feel like we can no longer have that. I'm here to tell you tonight, you can be, do, and have whatever it is you desire. And I know some people say you can't have it all. You can have it all, because all for you is not the same for all for me or all for you, LaTanya, or any of the other listeners. Our all is uniquely ours. So when we decide that's who we be, we get to step into preparing and going for and living the dream that we desire.
And I love the fact that you bring up you can't have it all, because there is a distinction. And I remember having a conversation with someone about that, and I said that very same thing. I said the problem is we don't try to have it all, which is our personal all. We try to be all to everyone, which is totally mm-hmm. different. And, you know, we've been in the past few years about the superwoman syndrome, about, you know, feeling like you should be all things to everyone. And I love the fact that you make that distinction, because I think that that's what people miss. They miss that you can have the all that we're talking about, and we're encouraging people and letting them know that they can have is the all that makes you happy, and it makes you who you are, and it helps set you on that path for purpose. So I love it. So let me ask you this really quickly.
Let me say this about Superwoman before you ask that, please. Can I just say this about
yes.
the Superwoman syndrome?
Absolutely.
I'm so excited. The Superwoman syndrome was handed down to us. And because it was handed down to us, it just makes us think that we got to be it and do it and everything. But what happens giving from an empty cup, we don't want to do it anymore. But if we don't do it, we're going to feel shame, guilt, and blame if we don't do it, and resentment. So what I do is teach you how to be selfish and take care of yourself, if that's what you want to call it, because you are not a superwoman except when you take care of yourself. When you start taking care of yourself, loving yourself up so overflowing, and then you give from the overflow, so you no longer have that resentment, shame, and blame, because now you give joyfully, blissfully. You are so excited about being able to give, because it's not taken from you.
Ladies, you have heard it from the woman herself, the fabulous over 50, Inez Bracey. love it. Okay, so I want to ask you, though, about emerge, inspire, and live. Give us a little bit of a nugget. Now, listeners, before Inez says this, this is her coaching program. This is something that she charges for, so please be honored with a few nuggets that she's going to share with us in this, because I love the whole emerge, inspire, live. Tell us about that.
Yes, thank you so much for asking. Emerge, inspire, live. When I look at women and the ones, my clients, it's almost as if they're walking around holding themselves tight, trying to hide. They're hiding, you know, from the world, from themselves. So my Emerge program is like the caterpillar. The caterpillar comes on this earth to gorge itself completely, eating everything, so that when it goes into its cocoon, it has the fuel in order to come out the beautiful butterfly. So working with my clients, I get them to gorge themselves on loving themselves, on doing for themselves, on being, going inside, reconnecting with their goddess and their femininity, and reconnecting with that soul that says, you matter, you are, you can do, be, and have what you desire. So when you're doing the Emerge piece, and we are doing Emerge experiences around the world, as you do the Emerge piece, when you come and spend 4 days with me, you get to walk away having gone through processes and strategies and massages and spa days and all of that, getting you ready. You're gorging yourself on opening up and coming out on the other side, the beautiful butterfly. So when you, and this is, some of this can be very painful, because I take you inside, I let you go inside of yourself, let you go inside and then back into your story. And then we come out of it writing your story, rewriting your story with your now mindset, not the mindset when you were 3, 4, 5, 7, 10, when whatever the incident event happened, and that mindset was on that. Now we get to rewrite your story, which allows you to gorge some more on the love that you're giving yourself. And when you start to feel your wings coming out, I allow that, because when your wings start coming out, you get to do that on your own with my guidance. Because what I know for sure, if you don't do it, you will never emerge. And if you do emerge with some help, if somebody pulls on that wing, you come out broken again. So what you're doing, you're coming out whole, full, and complete.
And you've now transformed into your true self. I love it.
Yes.
I love it. It's absolutely phenomenal. So tell us, how can our listeners connect with you to take advantage of that program?
Well, we have on Facebook the Tribe of Inspired Women Movement. And if you go to Facebook, Tribe of Inspired Women, it will take you into our Facebook group. Once you join our Facebook group, you will be given information about everything that we are doing with Emerge Inspire Live and when the experiences will be taking place, how you can get there and all of that. So it's Facebook Tribe of Inspired Women. Come over and join us, and we would love to have you there. Now let me talk about the Inspire part. That was the Emerge part. The Inspire part is when you come out transformed, your friends and everybody will look at you and ask you, you know, you look so different. You look younger. You look vibrant. What's going on? And you tell them what you've been doing and how you're changing your life. They're going to want some of that. So what you're doing is inspiring others to really delve deeply into themselves, to connect with who they be, and to start creating their lifestyle. And then you have that movement. And the live part is when you're actually living your dream life. And as you're living your dream life, and this is the movement part, because I can tell you right now, when you get a group of inspired women living their dream, we change the world. We become unstoppable. And that's what it's all about.
Wow, wow, wow. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Again, I am just so honored, and I'm just so happy that you are doing this in this space, because my mother is a woman over 50, and you know, she travels with my sister and I, and she's like, I can't wait for that day when this is full time for me. So you know, she's charted her path, and she's happy in her life, but she is at that age where you know, I call it her after work call list is getting shorter and shorter and shorter. And so sometimes I know I am concerned about just, you know, what is she thinking as, you know, it's the cycle of life as people leave off of that list. And I think, you know, women like yourself who are working in this space and saying, you know, regardless of what's happening around us, we can make it. We can still have a full, vibrant life, you know, until the day that Jesus calls us home. So I love it. I want to ask about your 21 days to feel like a woman again, because 21 days, Inez, is less than a month. So it's called Rejuvenate Your Life, 21 days to feel like a woman. Give us some of your little nuggets from your book, Rejuvenate Your Life, 21 days to feel like a woman.
Do you know, I just picked the book up and I opened it, and it's still open to page 20, so I'm going to tell you about this page. When I got started in my business, my first coach said, well, why don't you chronicle in your journal what you're going through? And one of the things that I did, when you get your first coach, hopefully any coach that you get, you decide to do everything they suggest that you do. So I was doing every single thing she suggested. And it opened up to page 4, and let me just read this to you. It says, day 4, eliminate woulda, shoulda, coulda. Woulda, shoulda, coulda are dead words. They mean nothing. Nothing can be accomplished using those words. Nothing equals zero. Using those words ensures that you continue to live your life in crisis. Since these words do not accomplish anything in the present, in fact, these little words have been big meaning in that there is something in the past that was not done and you're living with regret. Living with regret is living in the past and not allowing you the opportunities for accepting the challenges of today. Each time you lament, woulda, shoulda, coulda, you allow the present to slip into oblivion. You're losing the opportunities to enjoy life right now and continue to give yourself lamenting over woulda, shoulda, coulda. Life is a gift to be lived in the present with an eye to the future. This is not to suggest that we ignore the past, but we use the past as a learning guide for decisions made today. Use the past as if it were a rudder, not a compass. And when I wrote that, I was thinking about, oh, you know, the woulda, coulda, shoulda, I coulda did this. It was just that. Then I was in that space. But it didn't change what had happened.
Mm-hmm. I think oftentimes that people get in that space almost like a cop out, and I think that we don't understand that that's really what we're doing. We're almost justifying not taking action, because typically when we get into that headspace, then we start to talk about all the reasons why we didn't. You know,
yeah.
Well, I still went to college, but I didn't because of, you know, that's now the justification, and we continue in that circle. Do you find that with the people that you work with? Do you find that they have these, and it's not that it's a bad thing, it's not that it's wrong per se, but do you find that they have these justifications in their mind that's just continuing to perpetuate these negative thought patterns for them?
Yes, I do, and that is why I work with them on going within and rewriting their story. And one of the things that I have noticed is many people who don't go to college feel like they're less than. And I don't say go, I don't say not to go, but I do say do what is best for you. And we only can do what is best for you at the time that is best for us at that time. Now, rather than holding on to the fact that you didn't go, take some time to look at, do you really desire to go now? And if you desire to go now, figure out a way to do it. Now, when you say to yourself, okay, I'm 65 years old, I haven't gotten my degree, what do I do? Well, you decide. And as you decide to do this, you also get to decide, what am I, if I added this on, what do I give up? Or am I able to keep everything that I'm doing? And when you make those decisions, then you get to follow through. And that's one of the biggest things. We think it out, and everything is all in our head. We haven't put it on paper yet, and that's one of the things that really get us where we want to go, writing it on paper. So once we get it on paper, and then we look at it and say, okay, well, you know, I'm not gonna go out to eat as often as I did because I'll be studying at that time. Or something so that you can get your studying done, go and get the degree that you desire. Or you look at what you've written down and you go, wait a minute, I don't want to do that. I'm okay just as I am. That's fine, too, because it is your decision.
Mm-hmm. Where can our listeners find your book, Rejuvenate Your Life, 21 Days to Feel Like a Woman Again?
On rejuvenateyourlifenow.com. RejuvenateYourLifeNow.com. That's my website for my book, RejuvenateYourLifeNow.com. Or they can find it on Amazon, Rejuvenate Your Life, 21 Days to Feel Like a Woman Again.
Awesome. So, guys, I want to encourage you, those of you that are listening live and for those of you that listen on demand, I am encouraging you to go to Inez Bracey's Facebook group. Again, that's called Tribe of Inspired Women. It's a phenomenal community. There's a lot of sharing and a lot of the tidbits and nuggets. We can't go over them all today, of course. You can get there. You can also find a lot more in her book, Rejuvenate Your Life, 21 Days to Feel Like a Woman Again. Again, you can get that on rejuvenateyourlifenow.com. I always like to encourage people to go directly to the website, you know, versus like an Amazon. And I say that, guys, because you can find out a lot more about the book. And we want you to just focus on Inez when you're going to look for a book. So I wanted to make sure that I get that out, because I'm very passionate about this space that Inez is working in, because, again, I have a mother. I'm one of the fortunate ones that still has my mother. She is in excellent health. She, you know, is at a, you know, at a physical and mental place where, you know, she can get it and have the confidence that, okay, I can do all those things that I always thought about. So I wanted to make sure that I put that out there. You are doing a whole lot. In the time that we have left, Inez, I want you to share with our listeners a lot of the things that you do. Of course, I know we won't have time to talk about them all, but tell us about all the things that you're doing and just some great things that you're going to be embarking on coming up.
Excellent. Thank you for that. One of the things I want to talk about is when you were mentioning about women and they want to do things, but they a little bit of fear holds them back. In 2014, I traveled for 2 years, almost 2 years, and I traveled in the Southeast Asia, Australia, New Zealand, the South Pacific, all single, solo. It was interesting because I met so many people, and they all wanted to know, you know, where's your partner? Are you traveling alone? I said, yes, I'm traveling solo. So many of the young people wanted to take a picture with me and send it back to their mothers and their grandmothers and their aunties. So my picture's all over the world with these people because they said, you can do it, they can do it too. So I said that to say, whatever you desire to do is doable when you decide to do it. Now, I had been traveling for maybe 3 or 4 months, and I was Skyping back with a friend, and she said to me, I am so glad you didn't let my fear stop you from going. So sometimes it's not our fear that stops us, but it's the fear around us that stops us from doing what we want to do. So when you really get connected with yourself and you say, I'm doing this, because whatever is happening anywhere is happening in the States, do what you desire. If it's travel, go. Go. Whatever it is. So one of the things that I'm doing, I hold workshops, and I'm holding them locally. And these workshops are all about rejuvenation, reignite, reconnect, reclaim, recapture, and it's all about bliss. Oh, and I forgot to mention the blissful piece here. When I think about happiness, it's usually event or situation driven. When I think about bliss, it's generated from within, so you don't have to wait till you get a house, car, have a baby, or whatever. You can be blissful every day. And I remember the movie Pursuit of Happiness. You don't have to pursue it. It is attracted to you when you generate it from inside. So that's the first thing. So I work with doing my workshops with having them. One of the things we do, we make a container for intention, and we make a container for focus. And as we go through the whole process of doing this, we get more centered in ourselves and who we are being and what we're doing. One of the other things, and I am available for speaking engagements, and this is worldwide. You can connect with me on Facebook with that. That's also in the tribe. So all of this is what I'm doing. And I do these things because I know we all matter. We're all unique. And I desire for you to have the same feelings that I had as I was doing the traveling, as I came and emerged from my caterpillar state and let my wings let me fly. You get to do the same thing.
Awesome. I'm encouraging everyone to take Inez up on her offer. Again, the name of the Facebook group is called Tribe of Inspired Women. For those of you that you may know someone who could really use what Inez has to offer, but unfortunately it's not on Facebook, like my mom's not on Facebook, join the tribe for them, so that you can stay abreast on what's going on, and when you see some interesting things, you can share it with them and encourage them to join and to partake, because these workshops, I'm sure that they're going wonderful. So what would be one thing, Inez, that you would like to leave as a takeaway for our listeners today?
The one thing that I would like to leave is to learn to be in silence. Because when you learn to be in silence, and just make a practice every day, 5 minutes of silence, no electronics, no music, nothing, you're sitting in silence. And breathe. I want you to pay attention to the breath that you bring in, and then you exhale, bring it in and exhale. And just focus on your breath. If you do it just for 5 minutes, you will find that this starts to center you and get you really ready for your day.
Awesome. So on that note, guys, until next time, I'm your host, LaTonya Moore. Thank you so much, Inez, for being here. I know that this is merely the beginning. Because there's so much, again, that's going on in this space. And so I know that we're definitely going to have you back here on the show.
Thank you for letting me be here.
You're welcome. Well, guys, again, I'm your host, LaTonya Moore. This is Real Perspectives, where we seek real people with real issues and real solutions from real perspectives.